Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author. You probably might wonder why I've chosen this topic today, osteopenia, exercise, nutrition. Well, until just recently, I had no idea what osteopenia was. I did know about osteoporosis, but there's a difference. So I just thought it would be really cool to give you a little bit of feedback on how I came about and why it is important to me and why I want to share it with you. So the doctors have been saying for a long time that after you're 55, that you need to take calcium to protect and strengthen your bones. Well, when I was in my early 60s, the doctor recommended 3 times a day, 600 milligrams of calcium with vitamin D for me. I did that for a while, actually quite a while, but found out that my body wasn't liking it too much. It just started rebelling a little bit. So that's because we're all different in how we respond to supplements, medication, etc. So let me go back to 2015. When I fell in November 2015, and I had totally dislocated my left shoulder. And when I went to the ER finally, 15 hours later, when arrangements were made that my medical insurance is going to cover an ER out of plan, they gave me, you know, just a little pill to numb the pain, and then they tried manually to put my shoulder back in after they had taken the x-rays and said it was totally out. Well, during that time, because it was out for so long, they actually caused 2 small fractures, and I had to rehab, of course. I did not go for surgery, because that was something I did not feel was necessary. And actually, the orthopedic surgeon that I had a consult with agreed with me that if I could do it with physical therapy and by myself, that I might have more benefits than going in through surgery, because there's always a risk. So that's what I chose. That's what I did. And I'm very, very happy I did. Well, fast forward, I still was on my 3 times a day, the 600 milligrams of calcium with vitamin D. But then after a while, when I was healed there and I still had my stomach aches and some other issues, I decided I'm going to cut down on it. So just last December 2019, I fell again. And what happened? I fractured and bent my coccyx, which is the tailbone, and hurt my hips and back. So I did not go to the doctor immediately because it was up in the mountains again, and I wanted to wait till I was down where I am so I could go to the hospital where I knew and trusted the doctors, and it was within my plan. And I wanted to wait till the flu season was over, because I knew from my nursing background that with a fractured tailbone, you can't really do anything. There is no way you can put a cast around it or do anything. So I said, I'm going to see if it heals on its own. But in mid-January, I went in and got checked, and they did an x-ray, and I had confirmation. I also told them that I hurt my hips and my back, but that fell on deaf ears. And then Kaiser Permanente, which is really amazing, for me at least, I've had really excellent doctors. They realized that I had 2 fractures within 4 years, and so they ordered a bone density test. That was done in May, and I was told that I had osteopenia, Some people say osteopenia, some people say osteopenia. I'm going to go with the first one, the osteopenia. And so they, you know, suggested a few things here and there. Somebody wanted to put me on Fosamax, and I did the research, and I said, there are more negative side effects than if I do it naturally or holistically, you know. And so I was researching those things and gave the doctor the suggestions that I found and asked what would work. And lo and behold, I was told I could go that way, which was awesome. So I was told I needed to do some strengthening because after that age, your bones start getting a little bit more brittle. They lose collagen and the elasticity and everything that was in there when you were younger. And so we need to make up for that in some ways or another. So I decided I'm going to, you know, do some exercising, though I was still in quite a bit of pain. And not actually my tailbone anymore. That one feels pretty good most of the time now. But my hips and my back. And so just on July 2nd, my PCP, the primary care physician, finally, I talked to him, and not the specialist that I was referred to before, and he was listening. He's always been the most amazing medical support system that I've had, and he ordered some x-rays, and I had those done still on July 2nd. Guess what? Next Monday, a little bit over a month later, I will get my results. Though in between, one of the nurses called me up and said they saw some abnormalities in the x-ray. That's what the radiologist wrote down, and they wanted to discuss it with me, and I should schedule something. And I tried and tried and tried, and it's finally working for next Monday. So I go, oh my gosh, abnormalities, and it takes a month to get over it. It can't be serious. I hope not. Because I am not really very patient in waiting when you tell me that something is abnormal. If they would have said everything is normal, we just want to talk to you to see how we can help you prevent this from happening again, I would have said, great, okay, no problem. But when they mention abnormalities and don't want to go into anything, and I have no way of seeing my x-rays over the computer because they don't post them on in the back office where we, the patients, have access to, I go, okay, it's time to find out. So the suggestions after the bone density test in May were that I need to, if I don't want to take three times a day the calcium with vitamin D, that I need to be outdoors more because the sun produces the best vitamin D that the body really easily absorbs, that I should exercise more with specific activities such as walking, weightlifting, riding a bike, swimming, resistance training, and then some, just to really, you know, push those bones a little bit into producing, because they're a living organ. So the bone is actually a living, growing tissue, not an organ, but a tissue. And throughout life, our bodies are breaking down old bone and rebuilding new bone in a continuous. So bones progressively increase in density until a maximum level is reached, usually around the age of 30. And then once you get older, it starts reversing and the bones are not as strong anymore. So I actually started walking in June. I started walking. And I did before I had my fractured coccyx. But then, as I said, I couldn't move for quite a while and stuff. So I had stopped. But now I'm back into it. And I started at about 2 miles. And I did that for a few weeks. Then I did about 2.25 miles for a couple of weeks, 2.5 miles, and then 2.75, then 3, and now I'm at 3.2425, which is actually a little bit over a 5K walk, and I do that 4 times a week. So that's actually helping me to rebuild and strengthen my bones. Swimming, unless you have a private swimming pool right now during this pandemic and craziness in the world, is not very plausible or possible even, because our gym is closed. The pool is definitely closed, and you couldn't swim with a mask on anyway. So unless you have a resistance pool on your own property or a swimming pool or a community pool where they allow only your family in, you know, one family at a time or something, so you can keep the physical distancing, it's kind of out of the question. So I'm doing that. And as I said, I'm now up to 5K plus at, 4 times a week. And I do some weightlifting at home too. I have some dumbbells, 10 pounds, and I'm going to start 15 pounds this next week. And so it's pretty awesome to, you know, just really see how we can actually strengthen our body. And what I noticed is it's not just the body that gets stronger with it. It's consistency. It starts working on your mindset that you cannot live without doing it anymore, because you know the benefits. You understand what it does for you and not to you. So another thing is actually nutrition. I was informed, and I was very happy about that, that I can eat more spinach, more dairy, and I use unsweetened dairy, mushrooms, eggs. There you just have to be careful that you don't eat any, too many yolks, because the yolk has the cholesterol in it, and the egg white has all the protein in it and some of the calcium. So it's just how we can actually take care of ourselves. And right now I'm just kind of going to go through the general thing, and I will hone into a few more things when I'm done with this part. So what is the definition of osteoporosis versus osteopenia? A T score of minus 2.5 or lower is defined as osteoporosis. The lower score, the greater your risk of fracture. Now, I just double-checked mine, and it was minus 1.7, and that's why it's not osteoporosis yet, but osteopenia. So it's time for me, it's kind of like a precursor, and so it's time for me to be really active and exercise more, walk stairs, do stuff. Don't sit the whole day. I'm actually sitting on a medicine ball so I can move and move my legs and stuff, which I could not do sitting on the regular chair. And every hour I get up and walk up and down the stairs a few times so I get my steps in. And even on the days where I go on my 5K walk, I need to move every hour a little bit to have the benefits. And so I'm sharing this with you because isn't prevention the better medicine than having to heal things? And I encourage anybody who has been shrinking. I remember when I came to the United States many, many years ago, I was 5'2". Then in January, when I finally had my coccyx x-ray, I was 5'1". And on May 5th, when I had, that was only, January, February, March, April, May, 4 months later, I had my bone density test, which is a DEXA scan, and I was only 5.0. I go, holy baloney, I'm shrinking every 4 months an inch. No way, pretty soon I'm going to be crawling like a baby. So I'm glad I went in for that DEXA scan, and it is very easy. It does not hurt. There's no poking, no probing, no nothing. It's just like almost like an ultrasound machine that's going above you to scan your bones. It does not hurt. So no fear, no angst, no nothing. It's not like an MRI where you're totally encapsulated by, you know, a tunnel. It's just a small part that goes over your body. So you can always see out. You can see what's going on. The only thing that was not really a challenge, but a little bit uncomfortable, was having to lay still for as long as it took to get one scan done without moving. And the position they put my feet in so they could actually scan the hips better than if I had rotated my feet. So it was all good. It was all perfect. And I have the results and I can live with it. So how can I help you with this information? I did some extra research, of course. You know that's my forte, because I love to know how I can heal things naturally. And I'm not saying that medication is bad. In some areas, medication is very helpful. But if it's something long-term, you might want to resort to something more holistic, so you don't have the side effect. And so one of the websites that I found was really cool. It's highlighted and hyperlinked on my transcript in here. It's https://www.elixirindustry.com. So elixirindustry.com/porosis-treatment.htm. And there it lists a whole bunch of other things. I did put another link below, and that one I could not hyperlink anymore, but it is https://www.preventiondotcom/fitness/a-apple2050487/8-ways-2-strengthen-your-bones-you-walk. And there again, there's a lot of information. The easiest thing, if you can't remember any of those, or you can't see them, or you can't click on the hyperlinked one, the other one you would have to copy and paste, just go to Google and put in, does walking strengthen the bones? And oh my gosh, there is so much information. So I've been doing that now. I've been walking now for 2 months, and I've been graduating from 2 miles to a little bit over 3 miles. And I just go, this is pretty awesome. So, yeah, again, I would like you to do what's best for you. But if you're 55 and older and you feel like you start fracturing bones, or you are not sure if you're already in the category or close, get tested. Ask for the DXA scan. That's D for Daniel, X for Xerox, A for Apple scan. And then they suggest you repeat it every 1 to 2 years, depending on age and what's going on. So, yeah, it says comparison of osteoporosis to osteopenia treatment. Calcium is the building block of bones. In the past, people have long relied on inorganic calcium sources like calcium carbonate, rocks, algae, coral, oyster shells, etc., and calcium citrate. However, there are many problems with traditional calcium supplements. Their calcium absorption rates are usually too low to be of any use, and they can promote the formation of kidney stones or stones in other organs. Resulting from a recent technological breakthrough, Ezorb, that's E-Z-O-R-B calcium, has set a new record with its 92% calcium absorption rate with no side effects. So you can read that all on the links that I just gave you. Another one that I found was really interesting was, I said I went for walks, and what I did not know till I just finished the research is there are actually four easy ways to strengthen your bones when walking. And that is something that I thought very careful. So it says, you might walk to maintain your weight. You might walk because you know it's good for your heart. Maybe you walk because it just feels good. You may not realize it, but you're also walking for your bones. Walking can reduce your risk of hip fractures by 30%, according to a New England Journal of Medicine study. And there's going to be hyperlinks in there in the article. With just a few tweaks to your regular jaunts, you can gain even more protection from osteoporosis and fractures, says Karen Friel, chair of New York Institute of Technology, School of Health Professions Department of Physical Therapy. While walking is inherently good for your bones, adding more load to bones stresses them, and they respond by building more cells, she says. So there is a 21-day walk, a little, lose a lot challenge. Then they're talking about walking for at least 5 times a week for 30 minutes or walk 4 days a week for a little bit longer. And the suggestions are pick up your pace. I didn't know that, but I did it automatically, almost an hour to go for 2 miles. And then I got that down to 48 minutes. And that's when I decided I'm going to go to 2.5. So again, it took me almost an hour to do the 2.5. And after a couple of weeks, I was down to 51 minutes. And then I went up to 3 miles, and it took me an hour and 4 minutes. And I reduced that to 58 minutes. And now I'm up to 3.25 miles. Or a little bit over, but under 3.3. So 3.2 miles is usually a 5K. And I can just do it just about around an hour because I've only been doing it for 2 or 3 times so far. So a little bit longer. So that's one. I walk, I have my routine, and I start speeding up. The next one is forwards and sideways. That's one that I have to be very careful about because I have a tendency of tripping over my own feet. So if you're in a flat area with a nice place, even place to walk, you can do it. But if you have bumps, please don't, unless you have somebody there who can spot you to make sure that you're safe and that you don't fall. So that's the second thing that they suggested, to walk backwards and sideways, you know, once to the right and once to the left. You just kind of switch around because that strengthens the hips from a different angle. The third one was do 20 big jumps, which I have not done. So I'm going to start doing that. You don't absolutely have to do the jumping rope right now, but at a later date when you feel more comfortable, you should add the jumping rope, which I'm going to do too, just to have a little bit more focus and jump a little higher so we can actually clear the rope. It says with the jumping rope, research shows that a specific style of jumping can be a boon for bones in premenopausal women. One study found that women between the ages of 25 and 50 who jumped 20 consecutive times twice daily increased their hip bone density significantly after just 4 months. The catch? You have to jump and then take 30 seconds of rest before you jump again. To try this on your next walk, set a timer on your phone or keep an eye on your watch and, after walking for 5 minutes, jump every 30 seconds for the next 10 minutes. For your jump pause, with your feet together, bend at the knees and you swing both arms back, then explode upward. After you finish 20 jumps, walk for another 10 minutes, then repeat. So you can print that out when you get the link, and then you have it with you. You know, you can write down, or you can write down the things on the 5x7 card so you can take it with you and just see what you need to do. And the fourth one is add stairs or a steep hill to your walk. That was the worst at the beginning for me because it really hurt. But now we do have a few sets of stairs where we're going. And, of course, I have the stairs at home, so I start walking or literally running them up and down. And it feels so good. So, yeah, these are just some of the suggestions. I'm sure you could come up with more, but I just wanted to give you the highlights of preventing or doing your very best if you have been diagnosed with osteopenia. And I just really rather you prevent than have to suffer through it. Because for me, it's been now 7 months since the last injury. And because of the injury and because of COVID, I could not be as aggressive with searching for help. And that's why it's even more important for me to put out preventative measures for everybody who's interested. So that's actually the most important part. I did give you the links. And now if you have any questions or suggestions or comments, or you have something to share on my show that has to do with getting healthy now, be it body, mind, or finances, and just about anything can be built around this topic, I would love to hear from you and then talk to you about it and see what we can do together. So email me at dythomson@gmail.com. Make sure you put in the subject line BTR so I can fish out your email from the spam filter, because all first emails go in there. Or you can voicemail or text me a brief message at 562-335-4956, and I will respond to you within 24 to 48 hours. Please make sure you leave your name and phone number very clearly and what you're calling about. I mean, if you don't want to say too much, you can say, would like to be on your BTR show, have questions about your BTR show, have suggestions about your BTR show. That's all I need to know. And then we can talk in detail when we talk, and I can call you back. And since you have my number already, you will know when I am calling. But I do not answer any phones unless I know who's calling with name and phone number. It's just for protection. So I hope this was helpful, gives you some hope in how to prevent future fractures or to just get stronger bones in general, what to do with nutrition, exercise. And if you want some supplements, there are some up there, but know that anything chemical is not absorbed as easily as natural things. So nature and sunshine and exercise outdoors are the best solution. I wish you all a wonderful week and talk to you next week again.